Kenna Rowan returns to her hometown with nothing but hope and determination after serving 5 years in prison. At 26, she's starting over in a rundown apartment haunted by the night that changed everything. She was responsible for Scotty's death, not through malice, but through a moment of panic and poor judgment on a rainy night. Now, her singular mission is to reconnect with her 4-year-old daughter, Deem, whom she's never been allowed to hold. The child lives with Scotty's parents, Grace and Patrick, who've made it clear they want nothing to do with the woman they blame for destroying their family. Each night in her sparse apartment, Kenna continues the practice she began in prison, writing letters to Scotty. She pours her heart onto paper, filling pages with grief, regrets, and desperate longing for their daughter. She describes Deem's features from photographs smuggled to her by a former coworker: honey brown hair, her father's dimpled smile, and eyes that mirror Kenna's own. These letters become her emotional lifeline as she faces rejection after rejection from potential employers recoiling from her criminal record. Yet she persists, knowing each small step forward brings her incrementally closer to creating a life that might one day include her daughter. At Ward's Bar, a perceptive bartender notices Kenna's melancholy and crafts a thoughtful alternative when they're out of caramel for her coffee. This small kindness brings tears to her eyes. Their evening builds with chemistry, culminating in a kiss that feels like awakening. Then reality crashes in. "I'm Ledger," he says, and Kenna's world implodes. Ledger, Scotty's childhood friend who was supposed to drive that fateful night, the man whose social media shows him with her daughter while she sat in prison. The next day, as Kenna tries to glimpse Deem from afar, Ledger appears with cold fury. His gentle demeanor vanishes as he roughly escorts her away, threatening to involve authorities. Their connection creates an agonizing complication. Ledger stands as both Deem's protector and keeper of Scotty's memory, while battling his attraction to the woman he's supposed to hate. After numerous rejections, Kenna finally lands a job as a grocery bagger at Food Lion through Amy, a manager who sees beyond her criminal record, the first time someone has looked past her history. The tragedy unfolds through flashbacks. Their car hit black ice and flipped into a ditch. Scotty was trapped while a concussed, bleeding Kenna stumbled away seeking help. Disoriented by her injury, darkness, and cold, she wandered aimlessly until collapsing. When police found her hours later, they revealed the devastating truth. Scotty had been alive when she left, slowly dying as she wandered in the wrong direction. In court, a dazed Kenna lost her parental rights. When she gave birth to Deem in prison, the baby was taken before she could memorize her face. Her remorse has grown alongside her love for her daughter. Each morning begins with the same whispered ritual. "I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry." Penance for the life she took and gratitude to Scotty's parents for raising Deem. Despite his initial hostility, Ledger finds himself drawn to Kenna, offering her a ride after seeing her walking in rain, contradicting his beliefs about her. These interactions reveal not a monster, but a broken woman carrying her past while trying to rebuild. Ledger offers her a weekend dishwashing job at his bar under the name Kendra to avoid discovery by Patrick and Grace. Their relationship evolves as Ledger shares moments of Deem's life with Kenna. Videos of dance recitals, birthdays, and everyday moments become both gifts and heartaches. Kenna treasures these secondhand connections while longing for her own memories. As they grow closer, Ledger's certainties crumble. He notices the striking physical similarities between mother and daughter, the same reddish-brown hair, expressive eyes, and lip-biting habit when thinking. When Kenna shares the complete story of Scotty's death, Ledger's perspective shifts. "I'm not mad at you," he tells her. "I'm sorry you lost him too." This acknowledgement of her grief marks a turning point. As Kenna and Ledger's relationship deepens into genuine love, they face an impossible reality. Their connection, built on shared grief, makes their inevitable separation even more heart-wrenching. When Patrick discovers them, his ultimatum is brutal. You can choose that woman, or you can choose Diem, striking at Ledger's core identity as Diem's surrogate father. Devastated but resoluted, Kenna prepares to leave town, unable to bear proximity without access to her daughter. During a final visit to Ledger, she asks for money to start over elsewhere, insisting he apologize to the Landrys and maintain his relationship with Diem. Their tearful goodbye feels final, raw with shattered possibilities. After days of internal struggle, Ledger makes one last attempt. Having kept Kenna's letters to Scotty, hundreds filled with remorse and hope, he secretly selects the most powerful one and brings it to Patrick and Grace, pleading, "You're taking the worst moment of Kenna's life and making that moment who she is." Grace visits Kenna's apartment with a velvet bag containing an antique pink stone ring that Kenna and Scotty once admired. Grace reveals Scotty had worked extra shifts to buy it secretly, evidence of their interrupted love. "Today was the first morning I didn't wake up angry at you," Grace confesses. Her apology for keeping Kenna from Diem stems from witnessing Kenna's genuine remorse and hearing Ledger's advocacy for second chances. This moment builds an unexpected bridge toward healing. When Kenna meets Diem, the child smelling of strawberries takes her mother's hand without hesitation. Inside a rainbow-colored jungle gym, Kenna reveals her identity, and Diem accepts this truth with uncomplicated grace. Afterward, Grace's embrace becomes sacred ground for healing. Her words chart their path forward. "We go forward. It's that simple. I forgive you, and you forgive me, and we go forward together and give that little girl the best life we can." This moment enables Kenna to finally forgive herself. 3 years later, 7-year-old Diem has bonded with Kenna through stories shared by Ledger and Scotty's parents. She lives mainly with her grandparents, but spends at least 2 nights weekly with Ledger and Kenna. Their unconventional family has found balance through forgiveness and shared devotion. Family gatherings have become routine, despite occasional challenges. When Kenna and Ledger had a son, naming him Scotty served as both tribute and healing. The mother-daughter bond deepens through meaningful rituals, including visits to Scotty's memorial, where Kenna teaches Diem that sometimes we do things for people we love, even though we wouldn't choose to do those things for ourselves. Music, once triggering painful memories, now brings healing. Songs that remind Kenna of Scotty evoke smiles instead of tears, marking her emotional growth. Memories of Scotty have transformed from sources of guilt into treasured parts of her past. Their story shows how broken pieces can form something new and beautiful, not erasing the cracks, but creating something stronger, united by love and commitment to Diem's well-being.